At the Strange Brew Pub in Manchester, Hillary Clinton supporters gathered to watch the first debate of the general election, most sporting bright blue Hillary t-shirts, stickers, and hats. The crowd was, let's say, pretty jazzed about one candidate, the other, not so much.
Are we going to see the next president of the United States taking on the biggest clown in America tonight?
That was Democratic State Party Chair Ray Buckley. But he wasn't the only one eager to see Clinton take the stage Monday night. 76-year-old Jean-Claude Prevost of Manchester told me he was excited for multiple reasons.
This will be the first time that a woman takes the presidential debate stage.
It's about time.
So far, Prevost has knocked on 7,000 doors in Manchester, urging people to vote for Clinton, and plans to hit 10,000 by November. Meanwhile, Donald Trump supporters gathered 10 miles down the road at the Mexican restaurant La Carita in Londonderry. The people packed in the room had no problem expressing their feelings for Clinton.
I just left Philadelphia, and you've seen me. I've been all over the place. You decided to stay home, and that's okay. But I will tell you.
These voters also shared a similar excitement for their chosen candidate, like 71-year-old Paula DePerry of Londonderry, who says her support runs in the family.
The 20-year-old voting for Trump. The 45-year-old voting for Trump. The baby's 18 months, he's not voting. The 71-year-old voting for Trump. The 95-year-old voting for Trump. Every generation, there's four generations there, every generation saw something in this man that can change this country back to what it was.
The two candidates will face off again on October 9th in St. Louis. For NHPR News, I'm Paige Sutherland.